Since it was built in 1962, Marion has evolved into the new Alcatraz, classified by prison authorities as the end of the line for the nation's worst convicts.
This is the only American prison being monitored by Amnesty International. Human rights abuses have been alleged against guards at Marion. 3 years ago, after two guards were killed, Marion was locked down. That means that all 350 inmates are kept in their cells virtually around the clock.
There are charges that the Bureau of Prisons wanted a permanently locked down institution since 1978, long before the guards were killed several years ago. It's an insinuation the Bureau of Prisons denies. Marion officials admit there was such a plan, but it was a contingency the inmates eventually made necessary. The period between 1980 and 1983 was a troubled time at Marion. The Bureau of Prisons responded to a work strike by dismantling the prison industry and confining inmates to their cell blocks. For their part, some guards felt they were carrying out irrational and contradictory order changes calculated to agitate already restive inmates. They say warnings they relayed from inmates to the administration were suppressed or ignored, particularly from the control unit, where two guards were killed. The administration calls those killings 3 years ago brutal and senseless, but there's at least tacit admission on the part of some Marion officials that one inmate retaliated against the sadism of a particular guard. David Hale was a guard in the control unit, who says he tried to avert trouble at Marion, but later became a part of it. His story is supported by other guards who didn't want their names known. Hale became the only guard to testify in court about the beatings, but he had by then been discharged by Marion and was found not to be a credible witness, along with the inmates.
The way them inmates are thinking up here right now is the population wasn't involved in the guards getting killed. You had two inmates killed or two guards, and here general population is locked down. They were taken out of their cell one by one, stripped down naked, and they were beaten. And you've never seen a beating. It's not like three or four people going down here in a tavern and jumping on a drunk and rolling him and kicking him and beating him. These people were beaten. One inmate was beaten unconscious. And after he was unconscious, a guard, about 215, 230 pounds, put the heel of his shoe on this unconscious man, put the heel of his shoe on his ear, then sat there and spun in circles, ripping his ear up. Guards was bragging about how far they shoved a riot baton up certain inmates' rectum. Had one inmate that had, you know, might have contraband in his rectum like this. Well, some of the MTs and some of the guards was bragging about, they didn't pull it out like this. They hooked two fingers and turned it, then pulled it out. Now, them inmates didn't kill no guards, but they was treated like this because two other inmates did kill guards. False teeth were destroyed. Eyeglasses, legal material, clothing, anything of any value to the inmates, pictures, letters, was destroyed in front of a lieutenant. Brand new watches was stowed up against a wall. They can't have it. If it don't work, they can't have it. Right, boss? That's right. Brand new radios, throw them up against the wall and break them. Throw them in the trash. And see, now these inmates are sitting there. They see all this happening. It's happening to them. It goes to court and everybody says, no. I never saw anybody beaten. I never saw any abuse. Then people's lying. That didn't happen. And the judge and the public's, nobody cares. What would you do if you was in that shoes? It'd be like somebody broke into your home, raped you, beat you, and tortured you, and you got witnesses, and you go to court, and the law turns your head and says, all right, get out of here. You can't file no charges. Could you live with that? That's what they're living with.
In penological terms, Marion follows the repressive or concentration model. And though there are isolation units in American prisons and temporary lockdowns, the last time an American prison was run with most of the inmates in their cells was in the 1800s. The practice was abandoned because it drove prisoners insane. I'm Jackie Leiden reporting.